Bobcast.
Thanks for tuning in, Bobcats. We're on another episode today. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing pretty swell. What about you?
Pretty schnazzy. Just doing our second podcast.
I paused my game to be here. I was in an intense match in Brawl Stars.
Dude, I love Brawl Stars. Who do you main?
My main is Leon.
Yeah, Leon's a goat. My favorite? That's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to say, honestly, Colt.
Colt,
bro.
That's really basic.
Anyways, we're here with Landon Christensen.
And Owen Parker. They're some pretty good skiers. So Owen Parker skis, then Landon Christensen, he snowboards. And we're on the podcast with them today.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
You guys only have two classes, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty nice. What classes?
I just have seminary and then U.S. literature.
Oh, what about you, Owen?
I have seminary and government.
And government. Is it government B? Or is this your first try
first
of government?
First try of government, yeah.
Oh, so that's nice. You don't have to do Project Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Until the next try, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So we do know that you got injured a while back, Owen. Do you want to expound on that?
Yeah. So I think it was about 2 years ago. I was skiing and I hit off a jump and I was just trying like a 360 and I landed wrong and I broke my back and I had to climb up and get my skis and then put them on and then I skied down and then I waited for a little bit actually at the bottom to see if I would feel better, but I didn't. So I got a ride home with my sister and Landon was actually there.
Yeah, I was waiting at the bottom of the hill just like wondering where he was at, and then I like see him like go off a jump, and then he like I couldn't see him for a little bit, and then I saw him like skiing down, like kind of bent over.
Yeah. Wait, you skied down the rest of the after
yeah.
You went? And this was at Targi.
Yeah.
Did you have like ski patrol high yacht?
No, I just skied down and went to the lodge. And
wait, what run was it on? Like
it's just the train park.
Oh,
just
train park. Yeah, the big one under the lift.
Yeah, right underneath the lift, so I.
So like minus aura?
Yeah.
I lost a lot.
Trying to regain it still.
Yeah. How was the recovery after that?
The recovery was about like 8 weeks of just like laying down on my back and just sitting there. And I did PT for like 3 or 4 weeks and then I was back to normal kind
of. Oh, did you buy time like during your recovery? Did you watch like a lot of movies?
I watched a lot of movies, some video games, just class, like schoolwork, and try to keep busy.
What was your go-to video game?
Go-to video game. That's a good one. Either probably Fortnite or
heck yeah.
Crew 2. It's like a car game.
Crew 2. Oh, yeah, I've heard of Crew
2. And Steep. Fun. It's like a Steep game.
Have you played Riders Republic?
No. Heard about it though.
Isn't it like a biking one?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's
that one.
Biking.
Because
you guys also do mountain biking, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the summer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do mountain biking in the summer and skiing in the winter. Which one do you prefer?
Oh, that's a tough question.
For me, probably skiing, because I feel like I can do a lot more stuff and.
Yeah, same. You can get like more of an adrenaline rush skiing because there's less consequence if you. Eat it.
What? So did you have a season's pass that year that you broke your back?
Yeah. It was like, it's actually like the very first day of January when I broke it. So,
So you had like a month? Year.
Yeah, I skied like 4 or 5 times before that. So I got a little bit in, but.
Dang.
Yeah.
Did you give your pass to anyone?
No. It just sat for the rest of the season.
Dude, you should have given it to me, man.
Yeah.
So, and we both know that you guys ski and snowboard a lot. What's, like, the craziest story that you've had, that you have of skiing? Tricks?
Yeah, we'll start with you, Landon.
Yeah, Landon.
All right. The one that comes to mind first, because it's, like, fresh, is, like, yesterday, actually. we headed up there at Targi and, like, we built this, like, big jump, and we went up there with a couple of buddies, and one of our buddies, like, he tried this trick. It's, like, called a Cork 720, and he went off the jump, and he landed, and his knee, like, went right into his face, and his, like, bottom teeth, like, bit his top lip. So I'm pretty sure he had to get stitches, like, last night.
Who was he?
It was Isaac Anderson.
It was Isaac?
Yeah. It was crazy, but that's the one that comes to mind first.
Yeah. What about you, Owen? Is it your injury?
Yeah, mine's either the injury or I've gone on the backside of Targhee a couple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and just the hike out sometimes when it snows a lot and then it's no track, so you have to hike out in, like, waist deep powder. It's not that fun.
So is Targhee, like, your guys' for sure, like, favorite resort?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Have you guys been to a lot of others?
Not a whole lot. I've been to, like, two in Utah. But, yeah, I think Targhee's my go-to because it's just, like, it's not super busy because it's kind of out of the way and most of, like, the tourists go to Jackson, which is nice.
What's your guys' favorite run at Targhee?
Favorite run?
Your favorite run, I guess?
Probably Teton Traverse.
It's
probably like Middle Earth.
Yeah, like Lower Marys and Middle Earth.
Yeah. So out of all the tricks that you guys have mastered or tried learning, like what is definitely like the hardest one that's like obviously like the most impressive?
Terrain park. What I said in the terrain park is probably just like backflips and like spins mostly, but I do bigger tricks and like powdery landing kind of.
Yeah, same. Freaking break your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that smells like super frozen, so it like hurts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you guys do for lunch? Like obviously Targhee's freaking expensive. Like let's be honest, who actually tips when they buy through that resort?
Yeah, and get like a 1 cent off with your season pass discount.
Get like 0.0% off like, freaking season's pass.
Yeah. I don't know. I bring a sack lunch up a lot, and I don't know. I typically don't actually eat it till like the ride home because it's just like fun to stay up there for a while.
How often do you guys go up? Because you guys have only two classes, so you can go up more often. Yeah.
Probably just like once in weekdays on average, and then once in the weekends. So like 2 times a week.
Yeah. What's your go-to snack on the slopes?
Oh, go-to snack. Ooh. Probably just a granola bar.
Yeah, there you go.
Scooby snacks.
Scooby snacks. I love Scooby snacks.
So besides skiing and biking, what other hobbies do you guys have and like to do?
There you go.
Start with you, Owen.
I like to pretty much do everything, like dirt bike, snowmobile, mountain bike, ski, just everything.
You guys big hikers?
Yeah, I like to hike and, like, I don't know. I've done some ice climbing and rock climbing. That's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you went ice climbing in, what, Oregon?
Yeah, it was, like, well, I don't know. We did some ice climbing because this last summer I did Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
And so, like, for some training, we did some ice climbing and stuff like that. But, yeah, I like that. And then, I don't know, mountain biking and skiing with all that.
That's super dope.
That's fun. If you guys could ski with any celebrity, who would it be with?
Start with you, Owen.
Any celebrity, like...
Any celebrity. It doesn't have to be, like, Shaun White or just, like, any celebrity.
Like a skier? Like pro skier?
Sure. Or actor or actress?
Mine would probably be either Hendrik Harlit. He's, like, the GOAT at skiing. Or Jesper Tahj.
What about you, Landon?
Yeah, I do. I'd, like, probably choose, like... Zeb Powell. He's, like, super chill and steezy.
Dream resort-wise, like, if you could go anywhere in the world and ski, where would it be?
Japan.
Yeah. Japan. I was going to say that, too. Japan sounds awesome. Japan
get the Japow.
Japow.
Get the, the juzz.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, Japan would be sweet.
Japan would be sweet. So on here, I don't know, Brian could probably expand on this. The Kai Jones.
Kai Jones, he's a pretty good skier. What's your guys' opinion on him?
Yeah.
So he's probably your guys. He has your guys' age.
Yeah.
He has sponsors and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You go first?
You always?
He's pretty good. I've skied with him actually a couple of times when he was younger, like when we were like 12 with me and my cousins and stuff. He's getting
like
there pretty.
Person?
Yeah. He's sometimes chill.
What about you, Landon? Do you know much about him?
I haven't met him in person like Owen has, but like, seems like a cool kid. Yeah. I don't know him personally, but yeah, he seems pretty chill.
Do you guys want to, like, I don't know, take, like, snowboarding, skiing to, like, a professional level? Like, do you guys have hopes in doing that or anything? Or just for fun?
Hobbies.
Right now I'm just trying to, like, master tricks before I, like, get to there. But it would be pretty cool to get to that level if it was possible. But, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Maybe. I don't know if I could do it, though, with my body. So sore. I'm doing everything.
Do you guys have, like, sponsors or anything?
Owen does.
Yeah, I have a small little sponsor thing from Colorado. It's pretty cool.
What's it called?
It's called Off Pista.
Off Pista.
Yeah, it's like a little, they're like making like headphone technology or something.
So what do you get? What do you get in return from the sponsorship?
I get like free merch and just like whatever they're putting out. They give it to me first and I can try it out.
And as far as mountain biking, are you guys sponsored for anything?
No, nothing crazy.
You guys just do with biting goats or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my mom and dad kind of sponsor me sometimes.
Facts, that's true. Yeah, and we do, like, other races, like, outside of it. Like, this, in March, we're doing a True Grit. It's called True Grit, and it's in St. George. It's, like, a 50-mile.
Is that part of, like, biting goats, or is it just you and Owen?
No, it's just me and Owen and our dads are doing it with us, too.
So I thought, what's your guys' opinion on, like, pedal assist e-bikes?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty fun. Like,
they're pretty sweet.
Yeah, like, it's super nice when you're riding them, and, like, it definitely, like, is a lot easier.
Do you guys own one?
My dad actually has one, and it's... It doesn't do everything for you, but you still have the pedal. Yeah, that's fun.
That's nice.
What is your guys' like favorite spot to mountain bike?
Favorite spot.
I think like for downhill, especially like Jackson has like some Jackson's like cool. Under the lifts. Like it's super fun cause, and it's cheap too, but it's like super flowy and steep, and it's really fun.
Yeah. Probably like I like Southern Utah. Southern Utah. Cool terrain.
And you guys been to Moab or something? Don't they have some really good trails?
Yeah, they have some really fun ones.
Thanks for being on the podcast, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for having us.